Hello everyone. Lovely to see you. So let's welcome this fresh moment. Relaxing our habitual tendencies, whatever they are, letting go of the past, letting go of the future, sort of being open to not knowing, being open to being. Which is this silent presence, this formless awareness, borderless awareness. Stilled, and somehow alive. Everything appears within this awareness. The breath. Sensations within the body, an open field, an open space, that embraces everything. At zero distance, so allow yourself to sink into this peace. Awareness is always aware. You know that you are, that there is something rather than nothing. Takes on the form of a hearing right now. Takes on the form of the warmth of the body. While remaining formless, your primary experience. is that of awareness, being. Not being somebody. But pure, effortless being. The only reality. Which is love, freedom, and beauty. Because everything is yourself. Everyone is yourself. When the mind is quiet and still, and you are resting, knowing yourself as awareness, consciousness, there is peace and fullness. No questions, everything is answered. The answer is this silence, which is love, this effortless presence, which is love. Nothing is excluded. But when you refer to yourself via the past, you refer to yourself as somebody. And immediately, unhappiness is on board. The root cause of unhappiness is that belief, the identification with the past, the identification with the body mind, the history. The me, belief and feeling. The separate self. Belief and feeling. We don't enjoy this unhappiness. We seek freedom and peace. And not knowing or overlooking that the freedom and the peace is our true nature, we seek it out there. We seek it in relationship, in objects, in states, in various phenomenal experiences. Accumulation of medals, things, we seek praise, recognition. The primary addiction is the addiction to the belief that I am somebody. But the alternative from the perspective of the mind is unbearable, to be nobody. It is unbearable, fearful. And as a result, we grasp on to things. We grasp on to whatever it is that can maintain a sense of me. When we are seeking experiences in order to maintain the sense of me, trying to fill the emptiness, trying to find happiness in something, this process is addictive, is an addiction. Addiction to experiences, to sensations, to pleasures. Or addiction to stories. We often repeat stories. We repeat the past. We repeat various narratives about me, about him or her, about our tribe. Only to maintain a phenomenal aspect to ourself. Something that we can bite our teeth in. Something that we can display or own or identify with. Because from the perspective of the discursive mind, silence is unbearable, stillness is unbearable. So we grasp on to something. One could even refer to this endless seeking as an addiction as well. A form of attachment to enlightenment in the future, or projecting that maybe one day I will be like him or like her. Very subtle form of personal identification. Maintaining the me story. But what is it to be without any story? Without the past, without any narrative? Not thinking about it, but the actuality of it. This openness, this freedom. It is said that being nobody, you are everybody. Being nothing, you are everything. Do we understand that? What is it to be nobody? Nobody in particular. To be no one in particular. But there is an addiction to the past, to images, to sensations, that prevents us, seemingly prevents us from pure being, from letting go of this teeny tiny thing that we still hold on to. What is that? To find out in your own life, in your own experience, what is it that you're still holding on to in this moment, always in this moment? What are you holding on to? What for? For whom? For what purpose? What design? The mind can be very convincing, but it doesn't deliver the goods. It's always promising something in the future. Isn't it? But the future promises are pie in the sky. Pie in the sky. And yet here we are. As what? Here we are as particular individuals? Or here we are as this invisible, formless awareness. What is it? Do we need to reach for objects, for things to hold on to, a promise, a sensation, an old pleasure? Future accomplishment. Is this how we want to live? In the mind, projecting stuff, imagining things. And at the core of all this, is this me, me, this limited me, this great me, or poor me, or miserable me, or depressed me, or is this who we are serving, who we are devout to, devoted to? This me character with its accomplishments or its failures or its BS. Is that the juice of our life? What about the elephant in the room? You. You as this. There are no words for it, but this presence, this self-knowingness, this knowingness, this formless, non-phenomenal beingness. We're addicted to our stories, our misery, addicted to our pain, addicted to our sorrow. Our persona. What is that? What is all that stuff? Where is it right now? What is it? So we say yes to freedom, yes to being, yes to no past, being not knowing, the ocean. I am the ocean. The vastness, the love, the availability. effortless presence. So we can delight in this world of form, while remaining formless. To celebrate, to enjoy, to be grateful for the play, knowing that nothing is at stake. So if you have any questions, anything that you would like to discuss, please make sure you unmute yourself and you're welcome to raise your hand. So any questions?